coast to coast and worldwide. Webmasterradio.fm presents the best in trade show coverage from around the planet. Now, Webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech, presents live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. We now bring you an AdTech Spotlight.
Hi, my name is Darren Babin of WebmasterRadio.fm, and I'm coming to you from a very warm Chicago AdTech 2008. Excited to be here. I am sitting with Tom Zawacki. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Tom has one of the most unique domain names I think I've seen out there yet. And I got to say, lemonade.com is great name, but even more so, I had a few minutes before we got started on this interview, and Tom has been telling me all about lemonade.com. Now, I don't want to belabor the point here, because you guys have really created something that is cool, not only from a consumer side of the fence. You got some white label aspects here that our listeners are going to be very interested in. Money for everybody, which is everybody's interested in. Bring on the Benjamins. How's this work?
Well, you know, in a world of the social economy, we're looking to empower the individual and give some of the power of the internet back to the individual. So e-commerce is $150 billion. Online advertising is $20 billion. So it's $170 billion in commerce and online marketing that are going on one side of the internet. On the other side of the internet, you have about 150 million individuals who have become authors, Facebook profiles, blogs, personal websites, whatever it might be. But there's not a lot to connect the two. How do those individual authors monetize their new real estate? How do the retailers and the brands on the other side of the internet reach out and have a brand presence on the real estate of those individual authors' pages? Well, Lemonade is a technology platform that sits in between the two, enables those individual authors to set up a digital lemonade stand, just like we did when we were kids, to recommend and review products within that lemonade stand and to make money from that effort.
So, okay, you guys have set up the deals. You've done all the hard work, right? So for John Q. Public, who has his profile, he can go and he can grab your widget or create his own lemonade stand. And whatever his proclivities are, for maybe his music tastes or what have you, maybe his shoes, whatever, right? You're saying that he can put his faves in there, and now you guys, by virtue of your back end deals, if he's generating any leads or sales out of this, he's getting a cut of the pie.
That's right. We have over 500 retailers and brands in our database, 10 million product SKUs, and the biggest names you can imagine, Macy's and Nordstrom's and Apple and Sony and The Gap and Banana Republic. We're representing all of those product SKUs because as a consumer, those are the brands that I love. So I want to recommend to my friends that I love that sweater from The Gap, or I love Madden 08 for Xbox, right? That's going into my lemonade stand. And if I'm a college kid and I have 1,000 friends who are coming to my Facebook profile, I can set up a lemonade stand on my Facebook profile, recommend Madden 08 to my friends, and every time they buy Madden 08, I make money off of that purchase. Or if I love Netflix, I might recommend Netflix in my lemonade stand. Well, every time I get a buddy to sign up for Netflix, I make $20 from referring that new member to Netflix. So we're really enabling the individual to take the brands and the products that they love every day, that they're already passionate about, that they're already blogging about or talking about on Opinions or TripAdvisor or wherever it might be, and we are providing them an incentive, which is to start their own little business.
Sure. Why not review the things that you like and let people click through and, of course, you know, earn from that? Now, you had mentioned something earlier, you know, that I know our listeners are going to be very interested in, is their own white label lemonade stand, right?
Yeah, so we have two sides to our business, the consumer application business that we're talking about. But beyond that, we're old agency guys. We started at Moda Media back in 1992, and we've been in the industry for about 15 years. And many of our ex-clients who are CMOs and CEOs, they want to understand how to extend their brand presence into the social economy, extend their e-commerce footprint or their loyalty programs out into the long tail of the economy right now. And so our enterprise solution clients, they can private label the lemonade platform, and they can offer the opportunity to their loyal customers to set up a small boutique business to recommend and review their own products and to compensate them for that effort. So it's very much like the Avon lady of the past. The Avon lady was a brand advocate who knocked on your door. Well, the Avon lady of the future is a woman who sets up a small cosmetics boutique, who recommends it to all of her friends, and her cosmetics boutique today happens to live at lemonade.com or on MySpace. database or blogger or wherever she might have her extended presence.
You're turning consumers into affiliate marketers. What is the world coming to? Yeah,
that's exactly it, man. That's it. I mean, you know, you look at Linkshare and Commission Junction and DoubleClick Performance, which I guess is now Google, and they have millions, tens of millions of affiliates who are entrepreneurs or small business owners who wanted to go into affiliate marketing. We're reopening that door now to 150 million individuals who are also entrepreneurs in their own way on a smaller scale.
Wow. Tom, this is a great idea. I can see immediately why this would be popular. For somebody listening to this, obviously, folks, if you want to get interested, go check out lemonade.com. If they wanted to find out more about the private label aspects, lemonade.com, is it plainly, or how do they go about getting involved?
Yeah, no, I think lemonade.com says it all. I mean, that's our brand, that's our web presence, and all the information you need is right there.
Perfect, perfect. Tom, I want to thank you for taking a couple of minutes to talk to us, and of course, wish you luck with all of your virtual lemonade stands. I think it's an amazing idea. I think not only does it work for the consumer, and of course, for all the vendors out there, it works for you guys, it works for all of the folks who like to white label it. You're finding solutions for everyone. It's called win-win-win. It's pretty cool. You can rest your head at night and feeling good about yourself. Folks, that is going to do it for another update right here in Chicago at AdTech 2008. Again, the coverage rolls on. We will have more interviews coming up just like this one with lemonade.com right here only on webmasterradio.fm.
Live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. From WebmasterRadio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech.